हरे कृष्णा, डोंट जस्ट रिस्ट्रेन द माइंड, रिट्रेन इट. सपोज अ पर्सन इज गॉट अ वाइल्ड हॉर्स एंड इफ दे आर ट्राइंग टू रिस्ट्रेन इट, इट इज इट जस्ट टॉसेस ऑफ एनी राइडर हु क्लाइम्स ऑन इट. इट डज नॉट इवन अलाउ अ राइडर टू कम क्लोज. दिस इज डेफिनेटली ट्रबलसम. बट एट द सेम टाइम दे cannot just allow this to go on for all time. Ultimately, they need to train the horse. And training the horse means that they need to make sure that the horse is disciplined and works constructively. Otherwise, the horse becomes a problem. And even if we can discipline it, what is the use of the horse? If we need the horse for moving it around, we need to restrain it, but the purpose of restraining is retraining. Similarly, when we talk about spirituality and the practice of spirituality, we often talk about mind control within that. Now, the purpose of controlling the mind is not simply to control it. We are not here to just restrain the mind, because the mind ultimately cannot not think of anything. It has to think of something. So the key thing is that we direct the mind towards thinking something constructive. So the Bhagavad Gita tells us in 6.6 that Bandhuratma atmanastasya yanatmaiva atmanajitaha anatmanastu shatrutve varte tatmaiva shatruvat. It says the mind is the friend of all living beings. Mind is our friend and is also our enemy. The mind is the friend when it's controlled, and it is enemy as long as it remains uncontrolled. So now later on, Krishna tells us how actually the mind is vital for us to function in this world. Shrotram chakshuh sparshanam cha rasanam ghranam eva cha adishtayam anishtayam vishayanupasevate. So vishayanupasevate, when you want to pursue the sense objects in this world, at that time the mind is the center of all the senses, and together with the mind and senses, the soul interfaces with the world. The mind is a vital part of our interfacing mechanism. Just as say if a person is on a ranch, big ranch, then that person needs a horse to move around. So like that, in this world, we need the mind to function, to move around in this world. So what is important for us is to recognize the necessity of the mind. At the same time, we have to also recognize the danger of the mind and the importance of converting the mind from its dangerous stature to making it useful, to making it valuable. But how do we go about doing this? Going about requires a certain amount of purification. Bhakti Yoga, the process of Bhakti Yoga enables us to retrain the mind. That means, rather than letting the mind go off to dangerous, destructive things, we focus the mind on Krishna, make sure that it gets purified thus. And when it is purified, the training is wherever the mind wanders, bring it back. Yo-yo, yam-yam, tanum bhakta shad. Sorry, yo-yo. Tato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yaitat atmanyeva shamnayet. So, 6.26 Krishna says, wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. So, again and again, bring it back under the control of the self. And this is the way to my conquest to the mind gradually. So even if we are removed from a particular situation, we have to actually focus on changing our disposition. And just moving the horse from open ranch to a closed place, that is not the permanent solution. We need to retrain the horse. Similarly, just moving the mind from a agitating, provocative environment to a peaceful, protected environment, that is not a lasting solution. We need to actually retrain the mind so that rather than it going towards the worldly things, it moves towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.